I will build on what Roger said. I think we're going to continue to work our level best to get federal funding, and lack of federal funding doesn't reduce the risk of flooding for this region. So one way or the other, the project has to get built. And if we have to cross that bridge at some point in the future where there isn't federal funding, I think the most logical thing would be the voters would have to be asked, do you want to extend the existing sales tax so they go beyond 20 years to help pay for this project, or do we want to fund it with some other means such as special assessments? And I mean, those are really the two options that the governments would have to pay that federal share.
Can I ask a question on that? You said that if that sunsets and you have to figure out if you're going to expand like the tax assessment or continue it on. Well, the question right now is that the county, it sounded like, has always voted their share in favor of their 242 votes for Cass County. But the ballots probably have not all come in yet from the county or from the people that are holding properties. So the question is, how are we a democratic process when they've already voted, assuming that it's going to be a majority yes, but they didn't wait for that yes to come in?
I don't believe that assumption was made at all. I believe you're voting on your shares. The county commission took a vote on that property that the county government owns, as well as that indirect benefit. So their vote really wasn't, you know, you're voting on your property. The county commission was voting on the county's property, as well as for all of those county citizens that don't own property that still elect their county officials.
But then again, it comes back to what Rocky had said. It comes back to the full faith and credit of the county. And if that money is, that has to be distributed someplace to fall short of sales tax. So that comes back to some of the sometimes.
No, I don't think we came here tonight to get into a debate. We had a format with written questions, so if you've got a written question, send it in.
No. We came here to ask questions of our officials, and we have a right to address people that are not giving us straight answers.
All right. I actually have a question from somebody that, if they'd like to read the question. So this